amid strong accusations that Malaysia's next general election will be riddled with irregularities. Prime Minister Najib Razak has signed an integrity pledge with the anti-corruption watchdog Transparency International. It's a public declaration that Najib's coalition candidates who run in the election will observe the principles of integrity and commit to avoiding any electoral fraud. The opposition is accusing ruling coalition politicians of throwing money to buy votes and also say they fear the election will be stolen from them through corrupt means. Analysts say Najib is desperate to counteract the allegations.
Judging from a lot of the survey results that we have done at Merdeka, we find that voters are very concerned about the incidence of corruption, particularly those involving politicians in the ruling parties. And so I think he's responding to public clamour and expectation that they feel clean, credible candidates in this election.
The ruling coalition is also sending the names of all its candidates to the Anti-Corruption Commission for vetting before allowing them to run. Several ruling coalition politicians have been charged for corruption. Some of these cases are still pending in the courts, but so far there have been almost no convictions of any high-ranking government officials or top politicians. The opposition is using its own vow to rule without corruption as its major selling point to win the election. And critics are skeptical the Prime Minister's pledge will win over the doubters.
Najib is going on an all-out attempt to portray himself as liberal and clean and progressive. It looks very much like just part of his PR machinery. And that's all it is. But I don't think it's going to have the effect that he would wish it would have.
Najib will have to call for a general election by the end of next month. Maheshwari Ramakrishnan, Press TV, Kuala Lumpur.